If you have a Vizio TV, a smart TV, you're going to want to hear this next story. The company agreed yesterday to pay more than $2 million to settle a lawsuit that accused Vizio of tracking its customers' home viewing habits and then selling that data, all without permission. Joining us now is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. He's in New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what was Vizio doing with these smart TVs exactly?
All right, so they're accused of compiling data from their internet-connected TV starting in 2014, and then also retrofitting smart TVs sold back as far as 2010 using a software update. And so it comes to a total of 11 million smart TVs. That's quite a few of them out there. And the way this works was they're collecting a selection of pixels on the screen, and then they would match those to a database of TV, movie, and commercial content. This is according to the Federal Trade Commission.
So what exactly were they collecting? What did they want to know?
Well, they're identifying viewing data from cable or broadband service providers, set-top boxes, streaming devices, DVD players, and over-the-air broadcasts. I mean, all added up to, according to the FTC again, as many as 100 billion data points each day for millions of TVs, which then could potentially be paired up with other data on the customer themselves.
So just spying on people, basically, and trying to figure out what they've been watching and what they are watching. What is Vizio saying about these accusations?
Well, they're saying that they never paired the viewing data with personally identifiable information, you know, names or contact information. They said that the data was compiled in aggregate and that, you know, the company used that to create summary reports on its customers' viewing behaviors. But the FTC says that the information was sold to, along with information such as customers' IP addresses, and then the companies that bought this data could then use it to track and target customers.
So what happens now with the data that was collected, or what does the company have to do now?
All right. Well, Vizio has agreed to delete user data it collected before March 1st, 2016. And going forward, it's got to obtain express consent for collecting data from you when you're watching your TV.
What should people do about this? And by the way, it may not just be Vizio. Vizio is the company that has had to pay this fine over this issue, but a lot of us have smart TVs now. And by the way, some of them might have cameras on them as well that I guess a company, if they wanted to, could try to use without your permission. But what should people do if they're concerned about being tracked by their smart TV?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask yourself, what would Edward Snowden do? I just saw that film. And he would put Band-Aids on the cameras. But, I mean, the best advice is, you know, if you've got a connected TV from any brand, check the terms of services, the privacy policy. You know, if the TV menu has privacy settings, take a look at those, too.
So you can go into the privacy settings and potentially make it impossible for the company to spy on you.
Potentially so. Yeah, that's exactly what you can try to do, or at least find out what you've agreed to when you connected the TV to the internet.
Scary story, I must say. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. Your TV may be watching you. Jason, thank you.
You bet.